Shalom, brethren. Today is Sunday, the 6th of November, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar is Cheshvan 12. Hallelujah. This is part 3 of the audios that we are teaching, on which we are teaching about Halloween and All Saints Day, which is roughly the same thing because they are both celebrating and honoring death in an evil way. And these are events that we see on the Roman Gregorian calendar, which is the replacement calendar of the Most High God's calendar, as per Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25. So Yahweh, through Yahushua, speaks to us, saying in John chapter 15 that we have been placed and allowed to live in this world, but we are not of this world. Therefore, as per Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2, we are not to be conformed to the standards of this world, but rather allow ourselves to be renewed by the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And the way for us to be renewed, for our minds to be renewed, is for us to follow what is written in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from you. Study it day and night. Meditate upon it. And be careful to do what is written in it, that you may have good success and prosper in all you do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. Amen. And through that, we bear good fruits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Daniel chapter 7:25 says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's time one, and times, that's two. So 1 + 2 = 3. And the dividing of time, so half a year, that's 3.5 years. Hallelujah. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. Amen. So this is, you know, speaking of the anti-Messiah. Basically, but at this point in time, they are speaking of the first beast that comes out of the waters, as per Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 to 9, or 1 to 10. And that first beast, as we have all learned, operates in the spirit of Esau. We had these teachings, we have them on, you know, but unfortunately we've lost them because they've been converted to HTML. So when I weren't able to, you know, share the written teachings, but we were going to share a lot about the first beast and the second beast. We have, you know, Yahweh, as time has gone on, he's teaching us that the first beast operates in the spirit of Esau. The second beast, that is Revelation 13, 11 to 18, operates in the spirit of Ishmael. And Esau and Ishmael tend to work very closely together against the people of Yah, as revealed in the legends of the Jews, when Esau tried to get Ishmael to help him kill Isaac, you know, to support him in the killing of Isaac, so that Esau could gain access to Jacob or Israel and get back his birthright. So Esau was so keen to kill Jacob. By a point came, he felt that he couldn't kill Jacob while his father was alive, because it would destroy his father. And he respected his father because his father loved him more than he loved Jacob. So he tried to get Ishmael to help him kill Isaac. But in the process of making the plan to kill Isaac, Yahweh took the life of Ishmael after his, I think, is it his son's or his daughter's wedding, on the night of the wedding. And that way Esau could not accomplish his agenda against Isaac. Hallelujah. That very Esau that you see also nearly killed Abraham. Esau is so wicked. As I'm speaking now, I'm just getting the revelation now that Esau actually tried to annihilate all three patriarchs whom Yahweh calls, you know, he has named after his name, I don't know how to explain now. Basically, we call the God of Israel the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those three patriarchs were in grave danger because Esau really desired to kill them. He would have killed Abraham if not for Yahweh's intervention. Abraham ended up living, I think, 5 years short. Or maybe 10 years short because of Esau. As Esau was making his way to kill Abraham, Yahweh took the life of Abraham. You know, Abraham was a little bit argumentative. He wasn't ready to release his soul to the spirit of it was Michael. It wasn't the spirit of death. Or maybe Yahweh sent different I think Yahweh first of all sent the spirit of death, and then he sent Michael. He was informed in advance that his time on earth was rounding up. But Yahweh did not let him know that Esau was going to kill him, as far as I know anyway. But as Esau was making his way to kill Abraham, Yahweh got Abraham to give up his soul and go into eternity. And by the time Abraham died, Jacob was there, because Abraham died when he was in Jacob's bosom, basically. So those three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were all going to be killed by Esau. That's how dangerous and evil or wicked Esau is. So he tried to kill Isaac after trying to kill Abraham, but Yahweh didn't permit it either. You know, Yahweh had promised Abraham that he would die in peace. Abraham had been tested 10 times and he passed all the 10 tests. You know, he did everything that Yahweh asked him to, except of course the issue of getting Hagar pregnant outside of Yahweh's will and producing Ishmael. But generally, Abraham had been promised by Yahweh that he would die in peace. So Esau killing him is not a fulfillment of Yahweh's promise of dying in peace. Now, the interesting thing is, as Esau was making his way to kill Abraham, he somehow found himself stumbling upon Nimrod, and he ended up killing Nimrod instead. And the story goes that Nimrod was killed by a wild boar. That is the lie the Babylonians want us to believe in relation to how Nimrod died, and the rise of the sun god and the rise of the moon goddess and all that nonsense that goes with it. This is all related to Christmas. So Esau basically sort of like referred to as a wild boar, because if they say that a wild boar killed him, they are sort of like calling Esau a wild boar. But it's all made up to make people eat pork. You know, Yahweh has decreed that pork is not clean food. We are not supposed to eat pork. We're not supposed to eat pig meat of any kind, ham or bacon or anything that is from the pig is unclean as per Leviticus 11. So Esau ended up killing Nimrod instead of Abraham, which means Nimrod and Abraham died on the same day. And that was the fulfillment of the dream that Yahweh gave to Nimrod many years ago, which led to trying to kill Abraham, but he wasn't able to get a hold of Abraham to achieve his aim. And, you know, in that dream, he did not understand the dream. Yahweh was trying to tell him that the seed of Abraham would conquer him. And the seed conquered him eventually, as we all know. It wasn't Abraham himself, but he felt, he was advised by his wise men that if he doesn't get rid of Abraham, he will be killed eventually and he will lose his place. Nimrod thought he could actually live forever, which was impossible. So when Esau killed Abraham, he managed to get a hold of the skins that Yahweh had sown for Adam when he banished them from the Garden of Eden. Those skins had been passed down the generations to every firstborn of the family. But the manner in which Esau got a hold of them was interesting. He killed Nimrod to get a hold of them. And by the way, Nimrod had, you know, the way Nimrod acquired them was through stealing, because Ham stole them from Noah. He went and took them from the ark without Noah's knowledge. And that's how they got lost. So Shem never had a chance to put them on. Anyone that put on those skins became mighty, whether they were good or bad. As long as they put them on, they became extremely mighty in the world. And this is what made Nimrod a mighty hunter before the Lord, even though his heart changed and he became satanic. And the sad part is that whoever took over from him also was satanic. But eventually, Jacob acquired those skins on the day of he received the blessing. Okay, we need to continue now. That was a bit, very big diversion, but we need to continue. So back to Halloween / All Saints Day. This, you know, Halloween, the 31st of October every year, marks the beginning of a very dangerous season spiritually. A season of bloodshed. Human ritual blood, you know, evil ritual sacrifices of humans. Throughout the year, evil sacrifices of humans are done, but the ones done towards the end of each Roman Gregorian calendar year tend to be so much more, and they tend to be of greater importance to the kingdom of darkness than the other ones, because these ones are speaking into the new year that is coming, you know, according to the Roman Gregorian calendar. I'm saying this because we've already shared that in the spiritual realm, we are already in the year 2023. Hallelujah. Now, I find it interesting that they are calling today All Saints Sunday, and a lot of lives have been lost this week. And today, an aeroplane has landed in Lake Victoria in East Africa, the nation where it's landed by Miss, you know, I'll say by Miss, it's crashed, is Tanzania. Lake Victoria is quite a big lake. It's in Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. And they say that 43 passengers were on the plane and 26 have survived. The rest are dead and all others are still being recovered, but many are dead. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 17 have died. So I believe strongly that that accident that has happened in Lake Victoria is not a mistake or a coincidence. It's happened deliberately as per the design of the kingdom of darkness, because of the season we're in. Much bloodshed is being called for during this season, and we need to pray for ourselves constantly, not just on Halloween or All Saints Day, but also throughout the next couple of months, until even till the end of January. This is why some churches, particularly in Nigeria, they tend to advise people to fast from November all the way till the end of February. Fast and pray. Be highly alert. Be on high alert spiritually. Let nothing take you unawares, brethren. Life is so short. Before you know it, the enemy has put someone's name on the hit list or target list for dying before the end of a certain year. I've just found out that a gentleman that we loved and we know died last year. He ended up dying last year, shortly after ordaining him as a bishop. This is still baffling for us, you know, because one thing I know is the Lord adds blessings that add no sorrow to our lives. His blessings are not to come with sorrow. So it doesn't make sense for someone to be ordained a bishop and within a few days of being ordained, they become very unwell, and within the next 4 weeks or so, they die. I just feel that that's the Lord's trying to say that whatever was done wasn't even part of his will. This is a very dangerous season to mess around with. This is a season in which the kingdom of darkness highly honors death and celebrates death in a satanic manner. I say satanic manner because in the month of Passover, the month of Nisan, also known as Aviv, we celebrate the death of Yahushua HaMashiach. We also on Passover, and then we 3 days later, we celebrate the resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach, and his resurrection brings life to us. His death empowers us against the enemy because he took our place. Hallelujah. But the kingdom of darkness, when they are celebrating death, they want people to die and end up in hellfire for eternity. And they are using that opportunity to shed more human blood so as to create more territory or more ground for them to do more evil to human beings who are on earth for the next season. So what we were trying to share last Sunday or Monday and Tuesday was that Halloween is judgment day for the devil. So the Lord has his own judgment day. The Lord has his own judgment day, which is in the seventh month. It's called Yom Kippur, also known as the Day of Atonement, on which he makes his decisions concerning human beings in relation to how they live their lives. But he also allows more room for putting our lives in order. So he gives us some more days until the seventh day of Sukkot, which is the 21st day of the Hebrew month called Tishri. Then after that has happened, the devil installs his own judgment day. And his own judgment day of humankind that is on the earth is the 31st of October. And his own version of judgment day is to do satanic rituals that enforce evil on earth, enforce evil in the human hearts, in the human spirits, in the human souls, so that Yahweh's wrath can quickly be expressed on the earth or in the earth realm. Let me take this opportunity to point out something that I wanted to say in the previous audios, but I forgot. Remember that Job chapter 1 says that the devil was roaming around the earth, and somehow he ended up in the heavens and started reporting on Job and made a suggestion to Yahweh to test Job, or Yobab in the Hebrew. Do you know that this happened on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, also known as Yom Teruah, the day of the sounding of the shofar or the trumpets. Rosh Hashanah is the New Year's Day on the civil calendar. The Hebrew civil calendar, the biblical civil calendar, and it's in the month of Tishrei, the very first day of the year. The devil appeared before Yahweh and made a suggestion for Yobab or Job to be tested, and Yahweh agreed. Remember, Rosh Hashanah is the day on which Yahweh makes decisions as to what is going to happen to each and every individual's life in the next year, how wealthy people are going to be, what house people are going to live in. He determines who is going to die, who is going to live, who is going to be unwell, who is going to be in full health, who is going to have lots of money or be wealthy or be medium wealthy, who's going to be poor. He decides how wealth transfer is done. He decides who is going to work where and how. You know, he decides which divine helpers will help who. He makes decisions over people's life. He plans out the year for people's lives ahead of time. And he releases this, or he publishes this on Rosh Hashanah every year. And this is one of the reasons we are to use the month of Elul to put our spiritual lives in order. The month of Elul is the month in which the king is in the field. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the month of Tishrei is the month of the crowning of the king, the month of various things happening. And as we have learned, the month of Heshvan is the month of judgment and grace. Now the devil chose to make his own judgment day to be in the month of Heshvan. And this is the month that Yahweh releases his wrath. This is the month in which the devil will be bound, so he will be cast into the lake of fire along with all his, you know, followers and his fellow demons after judgment day. This is the month in which, you know, this month speaks of it speaks of the end of sin. You know, it speaks of the great eighth day, or the eighth great day in the future, which comes about after the millennial Sabbath reign. And, you know, we learned about this a little bit during the festival of Sukkot. The great eighth day is the day on which Yahushua HaMashiach was circumcised as a baby in human form, and named many years ago in the year 5500. On the biblical civil calendar, because it said he will come after 5.5 days, which, you know, we call the great 5.5 days. So this month, this eighth month, is crucial to understand prophetically, because it speaks of many things that we need to understand. And remember, as we shared at the beginning of our audio last week, 8 persons were saved in the 8th month of the year. Hallelujah. 8 persons, new beginnings. He told them to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue the earth, take dominion. Alright, I need to end here for now. I'll continue in the next audio. Shalom, and remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen.